Hi there. I'm Mark Swallow, and I'm glad you are joining me for today's God Is podcast. Let's get started learning who God is. Thank you for joining me today from wherever you are and by wherever you listen, as we meet together coast to coast here in the United States and all the way around the world. I am delighted that you are with us today as we continue to talk about the origin, the beginning of evil. This has come up and out of the biblical text at Genesis 3, verse 1, where we meet the serpent, who will ask the first woman a question with such evil intent. So that in the paradise of God, the garden in Eden, where there was no evil, into this garden there is suddenly a great wickedness. To the question, when and how did evil originate, we have answered from the Bible. Evil began in heaven when an angel, created good and holy by God, revolted against the living God. He was like a bright, glistening star, an angel of high esteem, right at the throne of God, but he made a disastrous choice to usurp God. Hence, evil was born. And of course, evil came to earth. And where do we read about the origin of evil? It's here in the Old Testament books of Isaiah and Ezekiel, specifically Isaiah chapter 14 and Ezekiel chapter 28. I hope that you will read them along with the rest of us as you have time to do so. We will be talking about specific verses this week on God Is. Let's pick up the Isaiah passage again here at the start. Last time we learned a lot in verse 12 of Isaiah 14, and then moved down into verses 13 and 14. To get the scripture back on your busy mind, let me read for us Isaiah chapter 14, verses 12 through 14, and then we'll discuss verses 13 and 14. So join me if you would in your Bible. I am reading Isaiah 14, 12 through 14. How you have fallen from heaven, O star of the morning, son of the dawn. You have been cut down to the earth, you who have weakened the nations. But you said in your heart, I will ascend to heaven. I will raise my throne above the stars of God, and I will sit on the mount of the assembly in the recesses of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will make myself like the Most High. This describes what happened up in heaven sometime after God's creation described in Genesis 1 and before Genesis 3 begins. And in verse 13 of Isaiah 14, we learn what Satan determined to do when he was still in heaven. Satan has put his own will up against the will of God. Right there in heaven, the holy angel exercised his will and said within his heart, I will. And I just read five I will statements in the text. I will ascend to heaven. Satan thrust himself up to be king of heaven. He was knocked back down. And then he says, I will raise my throne above the stars of God. The stars of God, as we have seen, are the angels, and Satan wants to far exceed all the others of his same kind. I will sit on the mount of assembly in the recesses of the north. This is a very interesting evil desire, and this is where we pick up afresh and anew as we continue in Isaiah 14 today. Hopefully you've been listening when I explain the context of Isaiah's writing here is ancient Babylon and the Babylonian king. The power of Satan is behind this king, and so much of what is said here of Satan can also be descriptive of the prophecy of the Babylonian king. And this phrase, I will sit on the mount of assembly in the recesses of the north, fits a Babylonian context. Historians tell us the Babylonians developed a mythology where gods, small g, assembled in a far northern territory. It corresponds to a real place on earth, which is located now along the border between Syria and Turkey. It is called Jebel Akra, and it is a limestone mountain. The Babylonians believed the gods assembled on this mountain, and the human Babylonian king sought to have his kingship extend to over those gods. The Babylonian king wanted to be king of the gods. How similar to today's kings and queens and presidents and premiers and prime ministers. The sin of pride fuels politicians and world leaders of various sorts. And here I just want to insert something that is very true of Satan. He has a very strategic part to play in human government. If you sit there watching what is happening in any government or in all of the governments of the world combined as they cooperate and work together or refuse cooperation, and you do not think Satan is intimately involved in what's going on, then you do not understand the devil. He operates intelligently at that level, friends. Do you not see the hand of evil in what's happened within the United States government recently? What about the government where you live? Those of you hearing this worldwide on the podcast. Quoting Merrill Unger, author of Biblical Demonology, quote, Satan has a very strategic role in human government, in the satanic world system scripturally designated as Babel. Therefore, it is not surprising that the revelation of Satan's primal sin and the introduction of sin into a previous sinless universe in eternity past should be made in connection with the most dramatic illustration of that sin in the hearts of the ancient Babylonian kings. End quote. This speaks to Isaiah 14 doubling as the context of how the Babylonian king was behaving in the prophecy of Isaiah. I will sit on the Mount of Assembly in the recesses of the north. Likewise, Satan sets his will to topple God, capital G, from the holy mountain, so that the devil will be the world's new ruler. That, of course, never happened, nor will it ever happen. God is God, and there is no other. But Isaiah is saying that this is what was in the mind and heart of Satan in heaven, and this is what motivates his sin. Verse 14 then continues with two more I will statements. Listen to Isaiah 14, verse 14. Satan says, I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. Clouds, or in Hebrew, the singular cloud, should remind us that God appeared to and led the ancient Israelites in a pillar of cloud. Just briefly, let me read Exodus 13, verses 21 and 22. This is Exodus 13, verses 21 and 22. The Lord was going before them in a pillar of cloud by day to lead them on the way, and in a pillar of fire by night to give them light, that they might travel by day and by night. He did not take away the pillar of cloud by day, nor the pillar of fire by night from before the people. The evil one's intent is to rise above God, to ascend above the heights of the clouds. By clouds is not meant the puffy white mass of condensed water hanging across the blue sky. By clouds, Satan means to be above all that is God. This defines pride. And finally, back at Isaiah 14, verse 14, Satan makes one more I will statement. He says in his heart, I will make myself like the Most High. The name for God here, Most High, refers to God as the Creator, the one who possesses heaven and earth. We hear Melchizedek refer to God with this name as he blesses Abram in Genesis 14, verse 19. Blessed be Abram of God Most High, possessor of heaven and earth. Again, that was Genesis chapter 14, verse 19. In that same chapter, verse 22, Abram uses this title for God as well. Satan thinks, I will make myself like the Most High. This brings us to an end of what I want to say about the origin of evil within Satan in heaven in Isaiah chapter 14. Tomorrow we go over to our second Old Testament text, which describes his sin, and that's over in Ezekiel chapter 28. But as we conclude today, I will remind you that in the prayer Jesus taught his disciples to pray, he said this, "Pray, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven." Do you remember that? Perhaps you prayed that just today. Well, Satan does not pray like this. It is obvious based on what we read here in Isaiah that Satan's prayer never has been, God, your will be done. The evil one wants his own will to be done. Again and again, his deceptive heart rings out, I will. And what about you? Do you want God's will done or your own will? When we most want our will to be done, we think like Satan. Our evil hearts demand our own will. We say, I will. But when we genuinely seek God's will to be done, we are most like Jesus Christ. We say, not my will, but your will be done. We submit our will to the will of God. But Satan did not do that, and as a result, he was cast out of heaven. So my prayer for you and me both is that we will subject our will to God's will and humble ourselves before our Maker. Please join me again tomorrow for God Is.
Thank you for listening to this God Is podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others and be sure and join me for the next one.